Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
And here they are, Vanessa Marie and Johannes are in the building, eliminated from Dancing with the Stars South Africa last night. So close to the finale and all of that. But, I mean, you guys did really, really well. Like, this is not like coming off, and I'd never say this to the people that came off in the first week or two. But, I mean, this is a good run. On a show like this that is as demanding as what it is, this is a really fine run, right?
Yeah. I said last night it's like kissing your brother. You know, you get so close to the finals and then you get eliminated. I hate that word, elimination. Feels like I'm on a, well, I'm. Oh, we were on a reality show.
Right.
But practically, you know, elimination is a relative term because we've gained more. You know, I said that coming this far in this competition is actually our own trophy. It's like our own little final. And we've won in our hearts a Mirable.
Because this thing is hard, Vanessa Marie. This, I mean, this is like, it's really, it's not as easy as just put on the shoes and off you go. Like this, how much harder is it than what you thought it was going
to
be?
So I'm 6'2", for those people that don't realize. I go stand next to something 6'2", and then you look up and then you realize that that's all I am. So I've never used to wear high heels because I would literally injure myself. So the first 2 weeks of rehearsal was just about teaching me how to walk in high heels. Hey Janice, how did that go?
And that took a while. And that was a reality. She not only did she have to walk in them, she had to dance in them.
Yeah.
That was difficult. That was difficult.
That was. So just learning to walk in high heels and then having to dance in them and then attempting lifts and drops and kicks and all sorts of tricks. I'm so proud of how far we've come. If I have to look back at 10 weeks ago and you told me, listen, we were going to do this lift and we were going to do this drop, I would have laughed in your face, Johannes. But we attempted it and we executed it. So in that form, I'm super proud.
Johannes, what for you is the most interesting thing about this format, about the idea of taking people that are really talented in other spheres of sort of life, whether it's netball, whether it's music, whatever it is, and taking those people completely out of their comfort zone? What's interesting about the format and the show for you?
You know, you learn so many things about them, but the fact is, it's always interesting to see the fight in each and everyone, because I mean all of them come from their worlds and whatnot, but it's who wants it, because above all it's about winning this competition.
Yeah.
And you start the dancing bug bites after the third, fourth episode, when they start getting scored by the judges.
Yeah.
And that's when the switch happens. But that's when you start that's when they see that actually I want to win this thing, and you see them putting in the work. That's when you realize who is who in this game.
Yeah. Because suddenly everyone starts to take it super seriously. But not in a kind of conniving way. It seems like there's a really great camaraderie amongst the cast.
Definitely.
And everybody wants to improve everybody else's moves. But I mean, this is petrifying every week, right?
It is petrifying. I think for the first couple of weeks, being a sports person, I'm not used to performing. So I had performance anxiety where literally I had the shakes. Can I say?
You can say whatever you want.
Okay, yeah. I had the shakes and the shirts, clearly. Is it too soon?
It's you.
No, okay. It's a perfect time.
But anyway, so I'm not used to like dancing in front of thousands and millions of people. And I didn't think that the show, honestly, was going to reach out in that capacity that it has. So that was something that I had to overcome, and that was a massive fear. But as the weeks went on, I just got more and more comfortable on the dance floor. And I think it's also the trust that I have in Johannes. Like, we rehearse until midnight.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. We rehearse nonstop. We've put in so many hours. So that's why I feel so confident going on that floor, because I know we've done what we could. So the only product that we can deliver on that floor is what we've been rehearsing and practicing for. And people don't understand, like, it's not easy, guys. It's, you do the rehearsals and then you've got shoots. Then they come to your rehearsal studio. They come do your rehearsal shoots. Then you have a lock off. Then you've got another group number that you have to rehearse. So you have limited time together. And in that time, you really have to create magic.
Yeah. I mean, and Vanessa Marie, you decided to take this on like a few weeks after getting married.
Yeah.
I mean, and did you know before you got married that you were going to be in the show? How did it, because you got married sort of towards the end of last year. Yeah.
So I got the call and then I initially thought it was a prank call. I said to my husband, oh my goodness, my friends got me good. And then the email came. I was actually on my way, supposed to go to England. I was contracted to go play netball there. And I knew that getting married and moving to England for a year was going to be even tougher.
Yeah, that would be.
So
yeah.
I kind of chose to go this route and do this show without knowing how massively it impacted and would impact my life. But my husband is an amazing man, and that's why I married him. Is yeah. He supports me through thick and thin. He's also quite an avid sports person, so he understands what commitment is. He knows discipline. He understands, you know, the hours that you have to put in order to get results. So yes, we got married in December on the 21st, and I think on the 14th of January,
I left.
I got back from honeymoon on like the 10th or 11th. I went home with my amazing tan and then literally washed the dishes, cut the grass, and then I came to Dancing with the Stars in Joburg.
It's crazy, yeah. And you never would have predicted it would have been as crazy as what it actually turned out to be.
100%.
It's insane. Hanging out with from Dancing with the Stars, South Africa, Johannes and Vanessa Marie speaking to us about their journey on the show. And they beat Frank Opperman, which at some point in this competition seemed like the singular most impossible thing to do.
Yeah. True.
Because South Africa were in love with that guy. So anything after Frank is an incredible achievement. More with them on the other side of this. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. I mean, it's been an incredible journey on Dancing with the Stars, South Africa. Who's going to win?
Well, now that we are, no one.
It's no, a three-way tie.
It's a three-way tie. No, we've spoken about this, and I've got my favorite. He's got his favorite. And we're going to split our votes. Because that's what Team Vanjo does. So we Okay, so we love Eden because he's from Cape Town and I'm from Cape Town. So I'm definitely Team Eden. And Ashley, his partner, is from Australia and she's also sacrificed a lot. And I actually love and adore her. And then we've got Zola, who is the only girl left in the show. So we need to like back the girl power. So between Zola and Eden, we are Team Zola.
We are behind them all the way.
Who is it going to be? This is the big question. Vanessa Marie, you've also lost a lot of weight doing this show.
Yes.
I saw on your Instagram just now that you posted a picture.
Yeah.
In 3 months, is it amazing how your body can change?
Listen, that's the thing about dancing. And Dancing with Johannes is no joke. So people are like, why are you, what did you do losing all this weight? I said to them, excuse me. We danced 24 hours. We prepared so much. We worked so hard. And I think it's close to 12, 13 kilograms now.
Jeez, what? Yeah. In 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the weight thing says.
That is insane.
I know. And I hate scales.
That
I
is
really don't
crazy.
Like scales. It is crazy. And that was never the mission though, hey, Doe?
Well, for me it was.
Okay, fine. Because you wanted to lift and hoi me around and you were like,
That was the case. And I thought to myself, it will get to that point as long as we stay in this competition. And I remember we tried lifts in the beginning of the competition.
Goodness,
and that was, that was an epic fail.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I fell hard.
Yeah.
Because of the 13, that's insane. You could lose so much weight. And what kind of contract do you sign to be a part of this show?
This is the thing. People ask me, how do you get onto Dancing with the Stars? Because I want to audition. I'm like, girl, you get asked to do this and then you sign your life away, basically. And then you know you not only sign your life away, but you sign a lot of kilograms away. So it's a benefit.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Because did your eating and everything else have to change as well?
I actually eat worse.
She eats everything.
Johannes is saying absolutely not.
I eat worse.
Because we work so hard.
You can.
You can.
Yeah.
You so can. And that was a thing. I mean, our lunches were Krispy Kremes. We needed that sugar for energy, but I guess you as you can see, that's all dancing. No gym,
it's
nothing.
It's insane. 12 to 13 kilograms is crazy.
The wardrobe team had a nightmare though, because they had to adjust my dresses every week.
Each and every single week.
About the centimeters that I've lost. So they had to come in and fit my dresses because they knew that I was losing weight so rapidly that they had to singe my waist.
It was so funny to me. A couple of weeks ago, we had one of the contestants in, and they were saying, like, you know, in the beginning, everyone kind of held their own corner in the little backstage area. But by the end of it, everyone's kind of walking around, strutting their stuff half naked, just kind of hanging out. A great sort of camaraderie between everybody. What's the big life lesson that you're going to take away from Dancing with the Stars essay? Something that you can incorporate just into how you live your life every day, because it seems like your philosophy on life evolves in something like this. Because you push yourself to a new limit.
True. I've got two things to say about that. So the first one is the camaraderie backstage. So we've got this thing that I prayed before every dance. So I got everyone together. I kind of read a little piece out of a motivational book or the Bible or whatever, and then we just kind of prayed. We prayed for, you know, just great you know, Godspeed type of thing. Don't get injured and, you know, let's all have fun and just do the best of our ability. So that really pulled us together and we did become a family.
Through that.
And then life lessons. The thing that I've noticed and learned the most about myself is that I stayed myself and I remain true to who I am. From the first day I was on that show until now, I'm still just Vanessa. I've not changed and compromised on my morals or values, and I've just kept... Yeah, Joe, would you...
Definitely, my babe. Definitely. And you've taught me that. Yeah. Honestly, she has. And just spending time with her has really made me a better person, because I thought I was patient.
Yeah.
Well, until I've met Vanessa Marie Dutoit. And I'm a slave driver, I know that. But she pushed me. Huh. And I just realized that there's so much more to me. And for the fact that we could get through this, like she motivated me to keep on just pushing. And I'll forever be grateful that your resilience, baby, is incredible.
You're going to make me cry now.
No.
But it is. This is a very emotional experience, this thing. It's not just what happens on TV.
No.
Mm.
Yeah. It's every single day. People only see on Sunday nights, you know, when we all glammed up, but they don't see the blood, sweat and tears that goes in during the week. And Johannes and I have cried, we've laughed, we've bled, we've gone through so many roller coasters. And we've been the couple that was in the dance of the most as well. So we had a lot of tests that we had to overcome. And that resilience is something that I'm taking forward in life. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, life brings you dance-offs. And it's about how you tackle it and how your attitude is towards it. If you're going to be a victim to it or you're going to be a conqueror. And that's your choice. No one's going to make it for you.
So cool. Very cool to have the two of you. And if people want to continue with your journey, just seeing what you get up to after the show, because I know there's lots in the pipeline, how do we get involved?
So, you can follow Johannes on Jojo at Jojo Radebe.
At Jojo underscore Radebe on Twitter, Johannes Radebe on Instagram and Facebook.
And I'm just on every platform, Vanessa Dutoit.
Dope.
Yeah.
I dig it. Well, Vanessa Marie Dutoit and of course Johannes Radebe, thank you so much for stopping by. Very, very cool to hang.
Thank you.
Let's see who's going to win Dancing with the Stars. The first person to be crowned on top of Hyde Park Shopping Center. Who will it be? We'll find out this coming Sunday on DSTV Channel 101, which is, of course, Mnet, as Dancing with the Stars goes live at 5. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much. Nick Hillman on CliffCentral.com.